Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A 100-year-old man was asked the secret to his long life. He said, 75 years ago, my wife and I vowed that if ever we quarrel, the loser would have to walk 5 miles. So I've been walking 5 miles a day for 75 years. I'm in shape. But how come your wife's so healthy? He said, she's followed me each day to make sure I walk all 5 miles. Well, everyone wants to live longer. We're told eat well, don't smoke, stay slim, move around. And sometimes a story with a surprise ending can help us live a little longer, too. Nearly 80 years ago, a boy and his dad farmed a small piece of land, taking the veggies in an ox-drawn cart to sell in the nearest city. They had little in common. The old man believed in slow and steady. The type A son believed in hurry. Early one morning, they started out on the long journey. The son prodded the ox with a stick, urging the beast to go faster. If we walk all day and night, we'll be there by morning, he said. Take it easy, son, advised his father. You'll live longer. 4 miles down the road, they came to a quaint house. The father smiled. It's your uncle's place. Let's say hello. But we've lost an hour already, complained the son. Then a few minutes more won't matter, said his dad. We see each other so seldom. The boy fumed while his dad and uncle laughed and talked. Back on the road, the old man led the ox. At a fork in the road, he led the ox to the right. The left is shorter, said the son. I know, replied the old man, but this way is more picturesque. The son was angry. Have you no respect for time? I respect it very much, said his father. That's why I use it to enjoy each moment to the fullest. The winding path led through graceful meadows, along a rippling brook, until the sunset came into view. The old man pulled the ox to a halt. Let's sleep here, he said. The son snapped. This is the last trip I am taking with you. You're more interested in watching sunsets and smelling flowers than making money. Why, that's the nicest thing you've said to me in a long time, smiled his father. Minutes later, he was snoring as the boy glared up at the night sky. Before sunrise, he shook his father awake. A mile down the road, they happened upon a stranger trying to pull his cart out of a ditch. Let's help him, said the father. And lose more time? The boy exploded. Relax, son. You might be in a ditch yourself sometime. We need to help others in need. It was already 8 o'clock when the cart was out of the ditch and they were back on the road. Suddenly, a great flash split the sky and what sounded like thunder. Beyond the hills, the sky grew dark. Looks like rain in the city, said the old man. If we had hurried, grumbled his son, we'd already be there. The kind old gentleman said, take it easy. You'll last longer and enjoy life so much more. It was late afternoon when they finally reached the hill overlooking the big city. They stopped. They stared down at it for a long, long time. Neither spoke. Finally, the young man put his hand on his father's shoulder and said, I see what you mean, Dad. Then they turned their cart around and began to roll slowly away from what had once been the great city of Hiroshima, Japan, now a radioactive wasteland. I've been that son, rushing forward, lacking patience, forfeiting peace. Surely the key to a rich and satisfying life, however long it is, involves ditching the tyranny of the urgent and trusting our wise Heavenly Father. And now it's time I go for a walk, a 5-mile walk. I'll see if my wife wants to come along.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.